我们每个人都是什么有这可能，只是至少你已经一半了，圣得圣灵都是被圣灵差遣，这是我们这不用再讲的哈。
So at least we have been sent by the Spirit in terms of that's already half of the being sent.
那另外一半就是你的觉知，然后接受训练之后，教会就是以组织的差遣。
The second half is your own willingness after being equipped, then you be sent by the organization, your local church.
所以刚刚你的答案是对了。
So just now your answer is correct.
对一半。
To half.
保罗在第九章已经是什么？已经开始当使徒，但是当时什么？圣灵差遣而已，还没有组织差遣，所以他还不能被叫做使徒。
So in chapter 9 he was being sent, he received the Holy Spirit, but he has not yet been sent, so he cannot be called the apostle.
对不对？九章到十三章都没有称他是使徒啊。
So between chapter 9 and chapter 13 he was not called an apostle.
十三章组织在差遣。使徒。
Chapter 13, he was sent by the organization, and he becomes an apostle.
所以我在我们当做的当中有已经，第九章已经发生过二三十年了。
And so event in chapter 9 might have happened 20-30 years ago.
你什么时候得圣灵？
When did you receive the Holy Spirit?
十年前。所以你十二年前已经经历到保罗的使徒行传第九章了。
So 12 years ago, you have already experienced chapter 9 of Acts.
那现在十三章不晓等到什么时候。
But we don't know when chapter 13 will come.
好，现在我的意思懂了哈。
So I hope you all understand.
这是从。对，应该是这样子。
So I think that's right.
对，你要接受呼召。
So you have to accept your calling.
是不是？神，比如说我们讲有讲过那个耶利米一样，从母腹就选召，但是在母腹里面，神就说我怎么样呼召你了。
So just like Jeremiah, from his mother's womb, God has chosen him.
保罗一样啊，母腹里面啊。
Just like Paul, in his mother's womb.
但是他真正的被称使徒是十三章的事。
But he was actually called an apostle in chapter 13.
好，所以这是我讲这个，我有时候讲比较怕误会哈，或是可能讲的不太好，所以有时候把目的都讲出来了。我讲这目的是。增加你们的信心，并且准备自己接受呼召。
My whole purpose, really, in a nutshell, is that you should have more self-confidence and be prepared to take up the calling.
其实讲就是不会讲的才讲，这样如果会讲的话，应该让你自己去体会啦。
In actual fact, I hope it is something that you appreciate yourself. It's without me. Detailing it.
那讲明白了，有时候就比较太白了嘛。但是我其实希望这样子。
So this is my ultimate aim.
好，那我们现在来看整个的使徒行传。
So let's now look at the whole of the book of Acts.
这个使徒行传它要告诉我们什么？
And what's the message in the book of Acts?
你们已经念过了。
I trust you have all read it.
你整个使徒行传里面要抓住它的最主要的精神。
So we have got to hold on to the main message theme in the book of Acts.
啊，这也是我们从小就会背的。
This is something that we know.
就是一章第八节。
That is chapter 1 verse 8.
主耶稣回答他们的。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8, when Jesus replied them.
我记得那个宣灵会的时候，常常这个是一定要背的啦。
I can remember that in student spiritual convocation, this is a must have memory verse.
圣灵降在你们身上，你们就必得到能力，并且要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极做我的见证。所以这个是使徒行传的中心最主要的那个圣经句。
So verse 8 is the main message, the main theme of the whole of Acts.
所以使徒行传我们来分大纲的时候，也是以这一节为主。
So when we are going to subdivide the book of Acts, we base it on this verse.
所以是得能力。
So it's to first receive power.
做见证。
And then to bear witness.
对不对？怎么得到能力？
How can you receive your power?
要得圣灵。
And that is to have the Holy Spirit.
要做见证。
To become witness.
就要有什么？我们用现在话来讲，你可能有人喜欢，有人不喜欢。我们说策略吧，或是方法吧，或是说，一步一步吧。
People may or may not like it, but in today's context, we may talk about a step by step or a strategy or a plan.
你看，得能力是从外到内的。
And so receiving power is from external to internal.
对不对？圣灵降在你身上。
When the Spirit come upon you.
圣灵降你身上，在使徒行传来讲，你只能等啊。
In the book of Acts, you can only wait for it.
所谓等，就是说这个等不是。这里的等不是我们人间的，你想跟我们那个你要等人，如果你很 relax 的话，你就看电视，然后吃，在美国他们就吃那个什么 chips， 然后蘸那个什么。我每次想到就想到美国人这样，德国人好像还没有。
So this waiting is unlike it's unlike normal when we wait for someone to get some spare time. We just switch on the telly, have some Toretto chips and have some salsa. Yeah, salsa sauce.
我这边也是等，但等跟那个等不一样。
But this wait is different from our wait.
人间的我们一般的等就是说很 passive， 你不做事的等，对不对
？Normally, you know, nowadays when we talk about waiting, we're very passive. We, you know, we're doing nothing.
使徒行传一章四节，耶稣叫他们要等。
But in Acts chapter 1, when Jesus told them to wait,
不要离开耶路撒冷。
Do not leave Jerusalem.
地点很重要。
The location is important.
这个在使徒行传这两个常常是要合在一起的，组织跟神，
and、
组织跟神。
And so, the organization plus God must be looked at together.
你想说？神是到处都有的，为什么一定要在耶路撒冷？在那加利利不行啊！
You might say that God is omnipresent, and so why do we have to wait in Jerusalem? Why can't we wait in Galilee, for example?、
如果以一个反叛的心来讲，说难道你的神只是限定在耶路撒冷有能力啊？
So if you are a bit rebellious, you say that is your God only powerful in Jerusalem?、
只有在耶路撒冷才降圣灵啊！
Can he only give you the Holy Spirit when you're in Jerusalem?
不对的。
No, that's not the case.
这是反叛的想法。
You might be a bit rebellious.
这个神要告诉我们。
God is telling us here.
神是无所不在的。
God is omnipresent.
但是你要跟我在耶路撒冷。
But you have to be in Jerusalem.
这是你的顺服。
This shows your submissiveness.
对不对？好，接下来你要等。
Now you have to wait.
主权不在你了。
This power, authority is not on you. This sovereignty is not on you.
对不对？你要顺服的在一个特定地方，然后要等候神给你的能力。
You have to be submissive and wait at a particular location to await the power from God.
他们怎么等
？How did they wait?
我们知道了十四节，这个从小听到大了哈。
We have heard it while we were young till now. That's in verse 14.
他们是同心合一的恒切祷告。
They prayed steadfastly.
等
，one mind.
等就是你准备自己以。全心全力做最好的准备，就要等了。
This wait refers to trying your best to prepare and in one mind.
这个等不是消极的，而是人对人来讲是积极的工作，积极的
付出。So it's not passive, it's not negative, but rather it's proactive. It is positive.
神的时候到了。
When the times of God arrived.
你要出来的。
You have to come.
你不是说等要等多久？
It's not just wait, don't know when.
好，所以这是等能力。
So this waiting for the power.
这是从外到里面的。
So this is from outside to internal.
好，你有这能力之后
，When you receive this power，
再从里面往外面去。
Then from the inside, you go out.
那从里面到外面呢，也是有一个步骤的。有一个一步一步的，先耶路撒冷。
There is also when you're taking up the next step is also to be done step by step. First of all, in Jerusalem.
犹太全地。
Judea.
撒玛利亚。
Samaria.
直到地极。
To the end of the world.
所以整个使徒行传就是这样的一个过程。
And so the whole book of Acts is this progress.
得圣灵在什么在哪里记载？
Where was it recorded? concerning the receiving of the Holy
从第一章到第二章的十三节，对不对？
啊、，chapter one to chapter two, verse 13。
好，二章十四节之后。
From chapter two, verse 14 onwards.
得圣灵之后。
Those who receive the Holy Spirit.
你看十四节，二章十四节。
Let's if you look at Acts chapter two, verse 14.
他们第一个动作是什么？
Now what's the first action?
得圣灵之后的第一个动作。
Now what's the first work after they have received the Holy Spirit?
Raymond. 啊？你就念十四节就好了。
Verse 14 of chapter 2.
你再念一下，你把它念好。Please read. Loud, please.Okay, the first verb, 第一个动词是什么？
The first verb,
再起来。
Standing up, stand up.
所以得圣灵之后一定要起来。
And so after you receive the Holy Spirit, you have to stand up.
这是你的动作。
Now this is your action.
圣灵感动你不起来不行。
Now after, if through the motivation of the Holy Spirit, you have to stand.
这互相的。
Now this is interrelated.
圣灵感动你，你不起来没有办法。
After the Holy Spirit moves you, then you have to stand up without choice.
所以圣经里面说不可消灭圣灵的感动。
So that's why the Bible tells us that we must not quench the motivation of the Spirit.
反过来说，圣灵感动你，你也可以消灭他了，是不是？
That means that from another angle, if the Holy Spirit moves you, you can also quench.
是可以的。
It is possible.
所以。站起来是你要站起来，当然是动力是圣灵感动你，但是你也要站起来。如果你不站起来的话，怎么样？圣灵在感动，圣灵不会把你拉起来。
So standing up，
试试看了，不会。
It's the Holy Spirit moves you, but you have got to take action and stand up. If you don't take, the Holy Spirit will not lift you up.
所以站起来。
So we have to stand up.
有能力，但是自己要站起来，所以他们是互相配合的。
So we have.Receive the power, but we ourselves have to take action and stand up.
但是先后问题啦，先圣灵感动，你再站起来。
As first you are moved by the Holy Spirit, and secondly, as a subsequent, and consequently, you stand up.
这个在我们信仰里面都是这样的一个前后的关系。
And so we have an order.
互相配合的。
To complement one another.
就是在我们得救的，我们一般来讲的话比较难解决，就是对我们教会是不会了，作为那个像路德会他们是因信称义呢，还是因行为称义？
For example, to the Lutherans, for example, or the Methodists, is whether we are justified by faith or justified by our action.
是因信称义还是要行为称义？
Are you justified by your faith or justified by works?
Faith, 那你就不做事了。
If you're justified by faith, then you do not need to work.
所以你不可以选一个。
So you cannot choose either one.
你两个都选。
So you have got to choose both.
是不是？我们也因信称义，也因为行为称义。
We're justified by faith and also justified by work.
是这样子的。我们教会讲的最完全的，我们白白受洗，对不对？白白称义。
We freely we receive we were baptized and we're justified.
这是恩典。
And that.It's grace.
在这个基础上，你要行义啊。
And upon that foundation, you have got to act out righteousness.
行义的才是义人啊。
And those who are righteous become those who act out righteousness will become righteous.
两个的阶段不一样啊。
And so it's two different steps, but we need both.
对不对？你不可以选一个，选一个都错了。
You cannot just choose one because either one alone will be wrong.
不能说错了，不完全。
It will be imperfect rather.
对不对？进门是信。
So we entered through our faith.
但是结果是要成圣。
But at the end, we have got to be justified.
圣灵感动。
When you're moved by the Holy Spirit,
你要站起来。
You have to stand up.
两个都要。
You require both.
那这个过程是不断的。
And so this is a continuous action.
对不对？跟我们得救一样，不断的称义啊。
And
耶稣的宝血不断的洁净。
Like us, being cleansed by the blood of Jesus continually.
我们得不断的行义。
And we act out righteousness continually.
圣灵感动你。
You moved by the Holy Spirit.
你站起来。
You stand up.
你又累了，再感动你站起来，越站越高，越站越高，所以做圣工越做越怎么样，越有心得。
So you get moved. You stand up. So the more you do, the better you become.
好，所以站起来。
And so you stand up.
开始去了。那开始我们 不看内容嘛哈，就是你已经念过了哈。
Let's skip through the contents of it.
到哪里呢？我们看第八章。
Where are we going now? We're going to chapter 8. Chapter 8, verse 1. And Saul was consenting to doing the doing away of him. And in that day, a great persecution took place on assembly which was in Jerusalem. And all were scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria except the apostles.
好，所以耶路撒冷时代可能到第七章就结束了。
And so the period in Jerusalem would probably end by the end of chapter 7.
对不对？那第八章开始是什么？犹太和撒玛利亚。
We have the regions of Judea and Samaria.
好，那这个时期呢？我们看九章三十一节。
This period, let's turn to chapter 9, verse 31.Chapter 9, verse 31. Then indeed the assembly spread all Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace, having been built up and have gone on in the fear of the Lord, and they were increased in the comfort of the Holy Spirit.
这个时期又好像满了哈，已经完整了。
And so this period is approaching a completion.
所以从这个开始呢，就要进入到第几的时代了。
So from then on, you goes to the end of the world.
因为接下来三十一就是三十一节之后，九章三十一节之后，这是一个准备啊，要走向这个地级，这个要用更长的时间来准备的。
So prior to chapter 9 verse 31 is a period of preparation, because then you need to take more time and to go to the end of the world.
因为这时候我们看第三十二节。
Let's read verse 32, chapter 9 verse 32. And it happened, passing through all, Peter also came down to the saints' dwelling in Lydda.
好，这时候彼得怎么样？周流四方。
And here it talks about Peter passing through all.
这是一个，你看起来好像没有什么，你念过去，其实这也是一个什么一大步啊。
It doesn't seem much in the words itself, but actually is a giant step.
为什么
？Why？
因为这是当时在这之前，他们好像没有做这样的打算。
Prior to this, they have never done that before.
刚刚我们八章一节念到什么
？In chapter 8, verse 1, what did we say? What did we?
八章一节是说门徒都跑了，使徒怎么样？不跑。
In chapter 8, verse 1, talks about the believers they scattered, but the apostles remained in Jerusalem.
因为使徒以为说他们是，就是说这是总部啊，怎么可以跑
？Maybe the apostles says that this is the something like the headquarter, so we cannot leave the headquarter.
他们把第一章耶稣说要在耶路撒冷等候，好像了哈，说哎，就不能跑了。
It's just as if in chapter 1 Jesus said you have to wait in Jerusalem, so that may have implied that they cannot leave.
耶稣只是给他们一个起点而已啊。
But Jesus only gave them a starting point.
所以在耶路撒冷这个这时期。已经结束的时候，耶路撒冷传道的时期结束，已经完全了哈。我们不能说完全，就是说这个地区已经到一个段落之后，应该要往别的处去的时候，他们不跑啊。
So when the period in Jerusalem has completed, they should go out, but they still remain.
所以这么大破坏，他们不跑。
And so even in great persecutions, they remain in Jerusalem.
但到后来呢，彼得就怎么样，开始跑了。
But eventually, Peter started to move around.
到最后呢
？And at the end,
是不是一直住在耶路撒冷
？Did they remain in Jerusalem? Still, no.
我们看第十二章。
Let's read chapter 12.
十二章第一节。
Acts chapter 12, verse 1. And at that time, Herod the king put forth the hands to oppress some of those of the assembly, verse 2. And with a sword, he did away with James the brother of John.
你看一个人的头就掉了。
And so, someone got killed.
这是十二使徒之一啊。
As one of the 12 apostles.
你想说怪了，这个怎么会十二个人，怎么一个人头掉了？
So it might seem sort of strange. How come one was executed?
教会有没有祷告
？Did the church pray?
应该有吧。
Obviously,
应该有。
Yes.
但是这时候就没有写说教会祷告还是被杀。
No, but it doesn't say that.、Even though the church prayed on their behalf, they got killed, executed.
头就掉了。
So they were executed.
第三节, 第二节, 第三节.
Chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. And with a sword he did away to James, with James, the brother of John, verse 3. And seeing that it was pleasing to the Jews, he added also deceased Peter. And they were, these were the days of the unleavened bread.
好,
and so James was executed.
现在换到彼得,
now it's Peter's turn.
后来我们知道就被救出来了。
And of course, we know that eventually he was rescued.
救出来之后一个结果，对他的以后的，我们是讲宣道，我们不讲这个神迹了哈。
We're not going to dwell on the miracle, but we're looking at the evangelistic side.
对他宣道的方向做一个很大的改变。
From then on, his work of evangelism changed dramatically.
回到了他们的总部, 或是说他们聚会的地方。
He returned back to where they assembled.
他有没有进去？
Did he enter?
我们来看。 那个第十七节,
let's read verse 17, chapter 12, verse 17.
我们16节17节,
verse 16 and 17. Chapter 12, verse 16. But Peter kept on knocking and opening, they saw him and were amazed. Verse 17. And signaling to them with the hand to be silent, he told them how the Lord led him out of the prison. And he said, report these things to James and the brothers. And going out, he went to another place. It's a great change.
他不敢再进去了。
He no longer went inside.
他说,嘘,别讲话。
He says, he silenced them.
你跟那个雅各说,
go and tell James.
说我没死啊。
Tell them that I'm still alive.
雅各死了。
James is dead.
是啊,雅各死了。
James is dead.
那我呢?
他, For me.
这里是没记载了。 但是你看看,他是想了很多的。 你看那个十二节。
When we read verse 12.
他被天使救出来的时候,他圣经记载,特别记载什么? 十二节。
Verse 12, and considering he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, the one being surnamed Mark, where many were gathered together and
prayed.
Verse 12, and considering.
想一想,到底,这什么意思啊?
So he has been thinking about this.
想完他的结果就是说,回报一下,他就怎么样,走了,到别地方去了。
And his conclusion really is to go and give a brief report. And then we'll go out to another place.
是这个样子的，所以整个的那个宣道方向就改变了。So
the direction of evangelism changed.
这个是很就是一个向世界宣道的一个转捩点。And
so this is a turning point in terms of world evangelism.
因为他们本来一直认为说耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷。Because
originally they insist or they maintained in Jerusalem.
他没想到，旧约跟新约是。
They never realized that the direction in the Old and the New Testament are entirely different.
旧约整个的思想是以地理来讲的话，是以耶路撒冷为中心。
Geographically, in terms for the Old Testament, Jerusalem would be the center.
万民回归到耶路撒冷。
Everyone will return. The nations will all flow to Jerusalem.
这个 local 这个实质的地方哦，实在的这个地方。
But the actual place itself.
在新约呢？
In the New Testament,
耶路撒冷也不在一个 local 的定死的地方了。
Jerusalem is no longer a fixed location.
耶路撒冷就是从圣经你看的话，那个加拉太书是指着天上耶路撒冷，就是以我们现在来讲，就是真耶稣教会。
In terms of Galatians, we talk about the heavenly Jerusalem. Now today, we're talking about the true church.
不是被地区所限制的。
It's no longer being restricted by geography.
对，就是真耶稣教会。 以真耶稣教会为主,
we're led by the true Jesus Church.
道理是扩散的,
and the word will expand.
所以扩散就是说这个道理是地区的一个地区一个地区的，而不是你现在某一个地区的。
So this word will be preached region by region. It's not restricted by locality.
彼得一走,
after Peter left,
我们看哥林多前书第九章,
when we read 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书第九章,
First Corinthians, we read 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 5.
他一走走到哪里去?
Where did he go?
跟谁走?
Where did he? Who was accompanying him? 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 5. Have you not authority to lead about?
哥林多前书九章五节.
First Corinthians.
九章五节. 难道 我们没有权柄娶信主的姊妹为妻，带着一同往来，仿佛其余的使徒和主的弟兄，并什么基法一样， 所以他最后是什么？带着太太到处跑了。
And so at the end, he brought his wife along and traveled around.
嗯，那其余的使徒也是这样，带着太太跑了。
And so actually, the apostles also bring the wife along and they travel.
所以你看《使徒行传》第八章，他们是什么？不跑的。
So in chapter
8, Jerusalem 不可以跑。
They remained. They are of the concept that we should not leave Jerusalem.
所以我们这些教会如果有时候要打破这个传道的话，这个世界传道，一个目前有一些地方哈，还有一个地域性的偏见，我们这里都没有人了，我们这里都传道不够了，还去非洲。
So we have to break out of this bottleneck in terms of personnel or locality. It says that, for example, we don't even have enough preacher locally. How can we send people to Africa?
我们美国那个教会这么多，传到两三个还往外跑，这个自己家看不好，还管别人家的那个火烧。
We only have a couple of preachers in America. We can't even look after ourselves. Then how can you know we send out more people to go outside?
听了好像很感动人，是不是？
Maybe it can move people that way.
先把自己弄好。
Because we say we have got to look after our household first.
这样对不对
？But is that correct?
不对。
No.
你要看主耶稣的给我们的命令。
You have to see the commission given to us.
你这个地方已经是神祝福你，已经可以了。
In this place, God has already blessed you, and it's adequate, already adequate.
一定要往前一步。
Then you have got to take another step forward.
感谢神啊！英国这几年对联总的这个世界宣道，所以联总世界宣道就是主耶稣给的我们的命令，也是真耶稣教会的那个整体的一个工作。
So the
使命。
So the world evangelism by the IA is like commissioned by the Lord.
这出力出钱。很用心
啊！We thank the Lord that in the past few years the UK has been sending out people and supporting the work.
感谢主，这是神的祝福。
And this indeed is the blessing of God.
如果英国做了更多，神会更祝福。
The more we do, the more God will bless us in the United Kingdom.
也表示说这里的教会已经怎么样成长了。
It also demonstrated that the church has matured.
你看那个小孩子哈。小孩子 很少说 会把东西说给人。
For example,
越小越不会都是。
For a child, they seldom give things to others, but instead they will hold on to it for themselves.
小孩子生下来手都是这样子的。
When they were born, they hold it to their fists.
我现在最小的七个月还是手这样子的。
My youngest one is only seven months old, and the feast.
他拿到东西
still hold on. And when they grab hold of something, they will hold on.
或是丢掉，或是拿自己做嘴。
They will just put it to their mouth.
你到一个所以你如果一岁两岁小孩子给你要东西给你吃，你会很感动。
And so for a child one or two years old, when they are prepared to give you something, you'll be very moved.
真的，你有一天小孩子他拿一个巧克力，爸爸给你感动的，他。你一块在按，假装吃一下，你明天就给他一盒了。
So your child will come to you and says, "Oh, Dad, this is for you." I mean, you just pretend to eat it, but although he might give you something small, but the next day you buy a big box for him.
所以如果你只是看到自己，其实我没有，我不够的话，永远不够。
So if you just look at yourself and says, "I don't have enough, I don't have enough," then you never have enough.
我们来看箴言啊。
Let's look at the book of Proverbs.
这个我们都很熟的，是第三十章。
Proverbs chapter 30,
十五节。
Verse 15.
我们是神的儿女啊。
We are the children of God.
我们不是蚂蟥的女儿。
We are not the daughters of the leech. Verse 15. The leech had two daughters crying, "Give, give! Three things are not satisfied. Four never have said enough."
在十六节。
16 show and the barren womb, the earth not filled with water and the fire. These never said enough.
宣道也是一样。
And likewise in evangelism.
我们不是看我们地区性的。
Not just look at our own locality.
你看地区性的，永远你那个地方不够人。
If you look at your own region, you will never have enough personnel.
我们很少看到教会说哪个教会说我们这里教会人才多的实在是，我们不需要再有人了。
It's very seldom for a church to say, "Oh, we have too many gifted members. You know, we don't need any more."
每个地方说。 啊，我们少一个扫地的，啊，我们少一个煮饭的，我们少一个讲道的，都是这样子。
Every church will say, "Oh, I'm lacking one in cooking. I'm lacking one to sweep the floor. I'm lacking one to sermonize." I mean, every church will have something lacking.
是不是？但是如果你长大了
，But if you mature and grow,
成为神的儿女了
，becomes the children of God,
是给的。
Is a sign of is you will give.
马其顿教会他们是自己还不是那么主，但是他们在奉献上怎么样？出了自己的力，并且超越自己力量。
Although the church in Macedonia, they have enough for themselves, but they still try their best to offer, even exceeding their own ability.
马皇的女儿只说：“给啊，给啊，给是给他自己啊，给我，给我，给我。”
The daughters of the leech will only say "give, give," and when they say "give," it's only for themselves.
嗯，永远不够的。
They will never be satisfied.
马皇永远不够。
And they will never. That's never enough.
你们见过马皇
？Have you seen a leech?
见过，你有没有被蚂蟥？蚂蟥叫吸血虫啊。
Yeah, a leech, yeah. Blood sucking.
永远不够，你把它放着，它一直吸吸吸吸。
They will always keep on sucking and sucking, never enough.
好，所以这个是宣道的一个方向。
So this is a direction for evangelism.
所以。你看彼得照这个时候才走出去了。
Then only at that time Peter ventured out.
所以要世界宣道，一定要打破地狱的观念。
So for world evangelism, we have got to break down the barrier of the regional barriers.
要主耶稣的心怀。
We must have the mindset of Jesus.
对不对？到万邦去做见证。
And that is to bear witness to all nations.
嗯。所以不只是一直蹲在耶路撒冷。
So,Not just staying in Jerusalem only.
好，所以这是我们来看马太福音二十四章十四节。
Now let's turn to Matthew 24 verse 14. Matthew 24 verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the earth for testimony to all the nations, and then will come the end.
这应该是我们现在的责任。
This is our present responsibility.
末期来到。
The end will come.
就世界末日了。
That's the end of the world.
使徒时代有没有遇到这个世界末日？
Did the apostolic era encountered the end?
有没有？没有嘛。
They did not.、
所以这个工作，这天国的福音要传遍天下。
So the gospel of the kingdom has to be preached in all the earth.
不只是对使徒他们说。
It's not just talking to the people in the apostolic era.
应该是更是对我们讲啊。
But even more so to us today.
因为我们是现在是在一个末世的时代。
Because now we are at the end time.
所以天国要传遍天下。
So the kingdom has to be preached to all nations.
这并且这说这天国的福音。
And it
talks about 这个这。
This gospel of the kingdom.
特定。
This is very specific.
现在有很多的福音啊。
There are many different gospels.
四位福音。
The gospel of the society, the world.
有些什么专门医病全能的福音呢、
啊？ There are gospels who just concentrate on healing.
对，有没有 healing gospel 有没有 ？Benihin 知道吗
？Have heard of Benihin？
不知道。Terrarus 不知道。
英国没有。
啊？英国没有？
英国有了，但是
英国比较流行是什么？贝尼肯是美国的吗？太有名了，这个非洲都很有名。Cyrus， 我认识 Cyrus 是在非洲啊。
I come to know about Cyrus in Africa。
然后我有一次到美国，还特啊，不能说，不可以去啊、哦！你去了，三长两短，不负责。
So I'm not encouraging you to go because I will not be held responsible for any consequence.
这福音
So we're talking about this gospel.
就是我们这一次教会这个福音、啊、
That is the gospel in the true church today.
传遍天下
To preach to the end of the world.
这不是别人的责任，是你的，是我的。
So it's not other person's responsibility, but it's our responsibility, you and I.
所以我们现在是站在这样的一个地位上面。
And so now we are standing in this position.
所以无论哪里、啊、总是要去的。
So regardless, we have to go.
但我们现在是这个蒋希威是非洲义工嘛，所以 专门讲非洲，但是如果南美啊其他地方也是同样的要去的。
So of course this seminar we're talking about being a volunteer in the African ministry, but I mean in South America or anywhere else it is the same.
那所以这个那个使徒行传就是这样一步一步的。
So in the book of Acts it's like this step by step.
那在一步一步的传的时候。
Now when we're preaching step by step.
我们现在对《使徒行传》就是有这个四个部分，但是是两个主题啊。
So we've got two main themes and four sections.
两个主题就是大的主题，就是得能力做见证。
The two main themes, first of all, is to receive power and then to be a witness.
这两个是在这当中是好像两个你的两只脚一样，是一直存在的。
So these two themes is just like our two legs; they coexist.
得能力做见证，做见证之后又有能力，有能力之后再做见证。
You have power, you bear witness, you bear witness, and you receive more power, and you bear more witness.
好像你的两只脚一样。
Just like your two legs.
一只脚你说独步天下，不久的你试试看，你独步天下能够走多久
？So if you have only one leg, then go and try and see how long you can last.
那我们来看看我们接下来要探讨的这十个主题。
And now let's turn to the ten topics that I would like to study with you.
第一个就是有关道的信息。
The first topic is the message concerning the word.
道在圣经里面有其就在有尤其使徒行传哈，跟它一起连着用的。这个道是什么的道？什么的道？用这个可以看出这个道的特性。
And so, in particular, in the book of Acts, when we're talking about the word, there is always an adjective before it, and we can see the characteristics of this word.
所以道，你是在做见证。这个见证，见证什么？见证道。
Now, when you are bearing witness, what are you witnessing about? You're witnessing about this word.
那这个下面我不再多讲了哈。这道是主的道，神的道，赦罪的道，福音之道，救世的道，恩惠的道，哦，主复活的道。
And so I'm not going to draw on it, but it's all in the notes. And the word of God, the word of the Lord, the word of the remission of sins, the word of the gospel, salvation, the word of grace, the word of resurrection.
这个道附在你身上。
And when this word is upon you,
这就像旧约里面的先知。
And it is just like the prophets in the Old Testament time.
你们都念过那个十二小先知，对不对？
You have all read the 12 minor prophets.
念过，对不对？
Yeah.
你念十二小先知，每一个或是大先知也一样。
Likewise,
最先的一句话都讲什么？
最先。
就是开始。
Well, in the beginning, what did it all mention?
神的末世临到谁，对不对？
The word of the Lord come upon a certain person.
末世。
The revelation.
末世其实它的原来的意思是什么 ？Burden.
In actual fact, the word means a burden.
神的一个什么担子放在你身上。
And so the burden of the Lord comes upon a certain person.
所以你得到神的话，就像得到一个什么？一个 burden， 这 burden 不是说那个生活的 burden 或是心灵的 burden， 这是什么一个你要担负起来的一个什么责任呢、
So this burden when it comes upon you is not the burden of your livelihood or whatever， but it is a responsibility that you have to bear。
所以你得到这个话之后，你不得不讲。
And so after you have received the word， you have no choice but to speak out。
所以小心书里面谁讲过这种话
？And so who have said this amongst the 12 minor prophets？
神的话临到谁，谁一定要讲话。
And when the word come upon someone has to speak.
十二小先知啊。
12 minor prophets.
我特别问他，因为他下课，他说他喜欢被问了。
I particularly ask her because during the rest time, she particularly requested more questions.
他说不要问他，所以。
And they requested do not ask more direct the questions to them, so I will not.
所以如果有人喜欢被问，我就直接问了。这样，那么你不要以为说我特别找他。
So if someone like to be asked,
这样做一个解释啊。
I need to explain this. Don't think that I am sort of just asking someone.
还记得吗
？Can you remember that?
嗯，还有呢，我们看阿摩斯书。
Let's look at the book of Amos.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
从第一节到第八节。
Verse 1 to verse 8.
你自己念一遍哦。
So you can read it yourself. Chapter 3 verses 1 to 8.
这都是讲说若怎么怎么起步怎么怎么。
And so it talks about, you know, if something happened, then something will happen.
譬如说狮子，他如果没有吃，一定会发声音的，一定叫的。
So it says, for example, will a lion roar in the forest when there is no prey for him? It will make definitely cry.
晨钟如果不吹角，第六节啊。
Verse 6.
怎么就不会惊恐了。
If a ram's horn is blowing in the city, then will the people not also tremble?
好，我们看第七节。
Let's read verse 7.
主耶和华不将奥秘指示他的仆人众先知，就一无所行啊。
Now, for the Lord will do nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets.
狮子吼叫，谁不惧怕？
A lion has roared, who will not fear?
表示一定会惧怕。
That means that someone will definitely fear.
那个神一发命令，谁不说预言？
When the Lord has spoken, who will not prophesy?
神发命令了没有？
Has God spoken?
发了没有？
Has he spoken?
我是问你，这边说
Has God spoken? It's a question.
对不对？说不说预言？
Will you prophesy?
Yes.
Yes.
所以现在是你的 burden.
So now it becomes a burden on you to prophesy.
启示录里面也是这样子。
And likewise in the book of Revelation.
启示录里面有第十一章，你看一看。
If you read Revelation chapter 11.
这里有两个见证人，对不对？
There were two witnesses.
这两个见证人是谁？
Who were these two witnesses?
他们出来做什么？
What were they doing?
他们是谁啊？
Who were they?
你看十一章。
Read chapter 11 of Revelation.
你十一章第三节
，verse 3 chapter 11 verse 3 and I will give to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1260 days, dressed in sackcloth.
Okay, 他们是见证人，对不对
？They were the two witnesses.
他们做什么
？What were they doing?
做什么
？What were they doing?
Prophesy.
They will prophesy. They will prophesy.
所以是先知啊。
So they are prophets.
其实启示录告诉我们的，我们每个人都是要当先知。
In fact, in the book of Revelation, it tells us that we are all prophets.
但是这个先知不是说、哦、你讲，你明天会怎么样？你明天会中奖？不是那个。
This prophet is not that you think that what will happen tomorrow or you win the lottery or whatever.
讲神的道。
We're talking about the word of God.
已经发命了，发出命令来。
God has already spoken.
神的道了。
The word of God.
已经启示在你。其实在你的心里你已经明白了
has already been revealed within you, you have already understood.
要讲出来
and then you have got to say it.
所以神的道已经放在你身上
so the word of God is already upon you.
就是你要 用自觉了
you have to have this self-realization.
再反过来讲
on the other hand,
这个道、哦、你不要怕
you do not need to be fearful of this word.
只要你有自觉道自己会我们讲那个将会增长或是什么成长 growth 对不对这个字道自己会长、
when we talk about the church of the growth of the church the word will also grow
这不冲突我们常常有时候如果你看一边的话会偏啊
this will not be in conflict with one another because if we just look at one side you will deviate from the way
我们从头就开始讲了圣灵的感动圣灵的差遣跟组织人的差派这一定要平行的不平行的话你讲你一直讲圣灵圣灵讲到最后人你把这个人弄掉的话组织也怎么样不行
So in the beginning we already talk about this thing had to be balanced or parallel then that is on one hand we have the Holy Spirit is descending and the motivation and the other, on the other hand we have the structure and human organization both of them has to be parallel
你一直讲人的组织人的方法教会成长的那个动向方法用那个人的方法我们等一下再谈谈这个教会成长是怎么来的也不行啊
you just cannot concentrate on either the Holy Spirit or the human strategy or planning and just neglect the other side
教会成长是从哪里来的这个 subject 从哪里来的
where can we find church growth
从美国
Or rather, this subject, where does it originate? It originates in the United States.
它是从商业的。
It comes from the commercial side.
一种方法来的。
It's a commercial way.
所以你看，所有的教会成长，我不是我们教会，我们真耶稣教会讲的，我们真耶稣跟他们讲的不一样。我是说一般的外面的哈。
I'm talking about outside books on the subject on church growth.
他在讲成长的因素里面。
And when they're talking about factors concerning church growth,
去书店翻翻了哈。第一个最重要的要素是什么？人。
The first major factor for them would be human resources.
所以才开始一定会讲什么？讲教会成长，第一个条件是什么？那个领导。
And so the first factor for church growth, they will always talk about a leadership.
所以所谓的属灵领袖。
Or the spiritual leadership.
这个不是从我们教会开始讲的，这是外面的。
So this originates from outside our church.
就好像你要一个职，他们所谓的职堂哈，就是那个 church planting 他们是 plant church， 是用这个字的，好像在种植一样 plant church。所以我们把它换成职的哈，植物的职，种一个堂，一定要有人，人第一重要。
And so when they say they are going to plant or plant a church or start a church, the first major important factor would be human beings.
你看很多的那个商业的书里面，或是那个管理的话，人第一重要，人搞不好其他不要再讲。
And so in terms of commercial books, books on
组织管理
了，or structure or organization structures, then the first thing that they always talk about is people.
我这是我念的，然后如果讲错的话，你们当中有学过组织管理的就可以纠正。但是我是
But this is just what I've learned from what I've read. So if I'm wrong, so please correct me.
从教会增长是从那边学的。
And so we say that you know when we talk about church growth, we're learning from that side.
你一个主管一定要很重要，就是你。
And you have a leader, you are very important.
你是一个属灵，所谓属灵导，所以他们学到最后怎么样？他们说是像以利亚一样。
And so at the end, what they said is at the end you have got to be like Elijah.
他把外面的跟圣经结合起来，但是错误的。
And when they combined the outside knowledge with the Bible, it's always in error.
以利亚说只有我一个。
Because at the end Elijah says, oh, it's only me left.
好，当时所以有人就想一夫当关万夫莫敌啊，就是你要把那个什么灯，就是你只有你一个，并且你要把全部人看扁了。你才能成功啊！
And so success is always measured by you are the best and you have got to trample on others.
我是看别人，我没有这种经历啦。这个有时候有经历的人来讲比较。如果那你要一个那个什么目标？
You might have a goal.
他们说这个绝对目标一定要达到。
那 they say that you have got to achieve this absolute goal.
一个 vision， 他们说 vision， 商业的啦，一个绝对的我。
There is an absolute self, yeah, absolute vision.
达不到的，就是虽然达不到，但是你要一个什么很明确的，一定要明确、可行的一个目标。
It might not be achievable, but at least you have got to set yourself your own a very clear vision.
好，冲，冲了。
You have got to march forward.
但是在这当中，一定要什么 feedback， 然后一直在。如果有倒下去，没有关系，倒下去不是说。不是在冲啊，只是回转，然后再，可能是这样子的。但是目标什么样，你没有忘记，最后你会达到。
Because I mean, it doesn't matter if you fall, you always return, and because you have this vision in front of you, you eventually you will achieve.
那这样的方式就用到教会。
And so they use this methodology into the church, and use it in the church.
所以才有应该从70年代，就是1970年。从那个帕萨蒂纳那个应该是 Fuller Theological Seminary 他们那边成长起来的。
And so this is
a subject, 就是church growth.
And so this
是从美国来的。
So this idea of church growth originate in the 70s in the Fuller's in Pasadena.
然后传到世界，现在比较流行，到80年代、90年代就普遍被基督教界所接受。
And so in the 80s and 90s is now widely accepted amongst Christianity.
它里面的方法我们不讲了，里面方法有的是可以借用的。
Some of the methods we maybe we can use.
但它这种精神是不对的。
But the spirit itself is wrong.
我们不是这样子，我们是以基督为主。
Because we use Christ as our vision.
我们每个人都是用人，我们都是仆人。
Because every one of us are mere servants.
我们没有说一个人说我，我们怕的哈，有时候教会说，哎，我当主席，我有一个什么？你有没有听过我一个智慧理念、治理教会的理念？有没有？有没有听过？
Have you heard about?
可能我们这边没有了。
If you're the chairman, maybe you have this concept of management.
所以我被选上当 chairman 之后，我一个智慧的理念、治理教会的理念，我有 concept 一定要达到。
And so after I've been elected as a chairman, then I have got to achieve what I set out.
所以有些教会就开始阻隔了，用阻隔的形式说，我有这个理念，所以我需要这些人来配合我，来完成这个理念。
And so in some church, you may say that, oh, I have this vision myself, so I need certain people to work with me in order to achieve this vision.
Raymond, 是不是这样子？是这样子，是不是？那有人说我智慧的理念就是治理教会的理念跟他不一样，说我就退了。有些地方会这样。
In some places it says that we have different visions, so I will step back.
如果是演变到这样的话，这个地方的那个圣工就有点问题。
If that is the case, then the divine work in that particular location would generate a lot of problems.
就是教会增长这个。就不是圣经里面的增长了。
Because the church growth that people are talking about will be different from that in the Bible.
教会里面有讲教会增长。
In the Bible talks about the growth of the church.
但不是商业的这种增长。
But the growth is not like that of the commercial side today.
来，我们来看教会的增长，那个神的道的增长。我们看第六章第七节。
Now let's look at the growth. For example, Acts chapter 6 verse 7.Acts chapter 6 verse 7 And the word of God was increasing and the number of the disciples in Jerusalem was multiplying exceedingly. Even a great crowd of the priests were attending to the faith.
神的道增长了。
The word of God was increasing.
道会自己会长的。
The word will grow, will increase.
所以人只要配合啊。
So we are to complement it.
使徒行传这一部分你看到了第六章，这个时候已经是什么样？第六章的第七节以前，已经在耶路撒冷。这个时候已经用人来讲的话，看起来好像一个是一个完全了的一个很和谐了、很圆满的一个教会。
Prior to chapter 6 verse 7, from human's perspective, it may seem that you know the church in Jerusalem is already perfect, is already very good.
在这个时期。的几个很重要的一个让人的特征，我们看第二章。
A few special characteristics, for example, can be seen in chapter 2, Acts chapter 2,
41节到47节。
Verse 41 to 47。
这里看到的是一个很那个典型的教会的一个模式。
So it's a typical model of the church.
这里提出他们四项的生活原则跟内容。
Talks about four aspects of their daily life.
你看四十二节。
Verse 42.
遵守教训，守教训。
They continue steadfast in the doctrines of the apostles.
彼此交接。
In fellowship.
擘饼。
Breaking of bread.
祈祷。
And in prayers.
他们在一起啊。
And do it together.
这样的一个情形是不断的，就是在当时是继续的。
And so it is at that time it continues
并且发展到在人类的那个社会里面最圆满的那个社会形态了。
And it has already reached the perfection in the mind of man.
你看四章的三十二节到三十五节。
If you read chapter 4 verse 32 to 35,
人间若社会的组织哈，就是属灵生活跟社会生活能够结合起来，像这样的话，是一个圆满的一个典型。
So if the spiritual and the physical side can be combined, merged together, this is a picture of perfection.
但这个就像这是属灵的共产啊。
So this is just like a spiritual communism.
这个跟那共产主义、共产党一点关系都没有。
This got nothing to do with communism as we know it.
这是很。完全的那个属灵跟社会的一个生活是这个样子的。
But it is a combination of the spiritual and the worldly life combined merged together.
能永远吗？
But can it last forever?
不能啊。
They cannot.
只是告诉我们说，这是一个最原始的，是这样子的。
It just shows that this is the most basic.
在这个完全里面，第五章就开始怎么样？
Under
不行啊，有人有私心啊。
And then in chapter 5 we can see that it can no longer continue because someone have some ulterior motives.
还死了一堆人。
And some people even died for it.
所以我们不要每次讲属性就讲说哇那个要像那个样子，那是一个给你一个远景而已啊，这个是要会过去的。
And so when we talk about the what happened in the book of Acts, it is a long-term vision, and even that it will pass.
每个地方教会都开始哈，无论是美国或是欧洲，刚开始的时候，一个人、跟两个人、三个人，那个好的哈，该开始啊，这个地区要兴起的时候，那是好的，人家说水乳交融啊。是不是都是这样子的，就是耶路撒冷时代。
And so whether it is in America or in Europe when we first started it's just like this.
但是你不要一直死守在那里，你会说 不能掉，要自然的让圣灵来感动。
But you cannot just hold on to it and hope that it will last forever. You have got to let the Holy Spirit guide you.
会成长的。
It will grow.
耶路撒冷时代接下来就是什么？
After the period in Jerusalem, what happens?
犹太、撒玛利亚就不可能在一起再生活了。
Move out into Judea and Samaria, and they no longer can live together.
对不对？你不能一直想说，我们就以前刚开始的时候，我们只有三家人，我们好的要命哦，不像现在教会大了，吵的要命。
You cannot say, oh, in the beginning when the church first started, we only have three families, and we get on so well together, and now the church has grown, we've got so many people, andTherefore, so many problems.
这样对不对？
Is that right?
不对。
You're not be right.
好的时候是那个时候。
When you have a good time, it was in the past.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
享受它。
We enjoyed that period.
你到了另外一个时期，一定要度过的。你不要一直想你，我们都想那什么，Golden Age 就是 Ancient Time， 每次都想到古时候这么好，古时候什么？那你现在不好啊？
When you move on, there will always be a transitional period. Do not always look back to the days gone by and say this your golden age is the best time. Does it therefore refers that now you are not having a good time?
那个在耶路撒冷时代就是这样子的。
So that's what happened in Jerusalem.
他们是当时是不要忘记以殿为中心。
At that time, the temple is the center of their faith.
你看第三章他们就开始第一次就是五旬节之后他们就上殿了。
After Pentecost chapter 3 they go up to the temple.
他们祷告在哪里祷告？
Where did they pray?
彼得约翰上殿祷告。
John and Peter and John they prayed. They went up to the temple to pray.
是第一次的神迹。
Then the first miracle.
他们也被抓了。
And they were captured.
但是他们不怕的。
But they were not afraid.
我们看第五章。
Let's turn to chapter 5.
在这个时期你看甚至第五章第十二节。
Chapter 5 verse 12.
他们行很多神迹啊。
Many miraculous signs and wonders were performed.
他们聚会点在哪里？
And where were they gathering?